Where you been?
I dropped off the dress, it reads.
Hours ago, Dave said.
And then I just felt like I needed to sit somewhere and think. You know?
Think, Dave said. Sure. He got up off the couch and walked into the kitchen, opened the fridge. You want one? She didn't really, but she said, yeah, okay.
Dave came back into the room and handed her the beer.
She could often tell what kind of mood he was in by whether he'd opened the can for her. The can had been opened, but she wasn't sure if this was good or bad. She was having trouble gauging him.
So, what did you think about?
He popped the tab on his own can, and it was an even louder sound than the screeching tires on the TV as the pickup truck flipped over.
Oh, you know.
Not really, Celeste. No.
Things, she said, and took a sip of the beer. The day, Katie being dead, poor Jimmy and Annabeth, those things.
Those things, Dave said. You know what I was thinking about as I was walking back home with Michael, Celeste? I was thinking how embarrassing it must have been for him to hear his mother just drove off and didn't tell anyone where she was going or when she was coming back. I was thinking about that a lot.
I just told you, Dave.
Told me what? He looked up at her and smiled again, but it wasn't boyish this time.
Told me what, Celeste?
I just felt like thinking. I'm sorry I didn't call, but it's been a tough couple of days. I'm not myself.
Nobody's themselves.
What?
Like this movie, he said.
They don't know who the real people are and who the vampires are. I've seen parts of this before, right? And that Baldwin brother there? He's going to fall in love with that blonde girl, even though he knows she's been bitten. So she's going to turn into a vampire, but he don't care, right?
Because he loves her.
Yet she's a bloodsucker. She's going to suck his blood and turn him into the walking dead.
I mean, that's the whole thing about vampirism, Celeste. There's something attractive about it. Even if you know it'll kill you and damn your soul for an eternity and you'll have to spend all your time biting people in the neck and hiding out from the sun and, you know, Vatican hit squads. Maybe one day you wake up and forget what it was to be human. Maybe that happens. And then it's okay. You've been poisoned, but the poison ain't all that bad once you learn how to live with it.